Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
I am being prepared for my next 21-day discipline boot camp challenge. This is one of my signature coaching programs, and I am super excited to announce it. If you struggle with addiction, breaking a particular generational curse, if you are anointed and prophetic and creative, but you are struggling to get your flesh under control, join the Discipline Bootcamp Challenge. We will be learning a strategic discipline strategy around that particular area of your life. This area has held you captive. The enemy has stolen years from you. This is an area of your greatest temptation, the area where you struggle the most, and God wants to break it. This particular thing has been causing you to go in cycles, unable to fully step into the woman God is calling you to become, unable to step into your true identity in Christ. Your anointing and your authority over the enemy has been constantly compromised in this area of your greatest struggle. But not to worry, we are taking 21 days to develop discipline in this particular area. Go ahead and sign up for the wait list. I will be sending out all of the information, including the dates, pricing, and capacity. I will only be taking 50 women along this journey with me, so slots are limited. If this sounds like you and any of these episodes have resonated with you, go ahead and sign up for the wait list. God is waiting to heal you. Now let's get back to the episode. What's up, everybody? It is your girl, Drea K, back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I almost ran out of breath there. I hope you guys are doing well. If you ain't, talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. He can help you. He can heal you if you let him. I'm super excited to be back with another episode. Y'all know I am just in a season of like gratitude and God just like renewing my mind. Y'all know a couple of months ago, I was done. Okay. I was ready to throw in the towel. Okay. I was ready to quit. I was like, we're not doing this anymore, Jesus. And just during this time, spending this time with God, I've just been like reignited. You know what I'm saying? Like he's reignited my passion. My purpose is looking more and more clear than it ever has. I believe like I finally accepted my call as an entrepreneur. I finally accepted the call on my life. I've accepted it. It's like I've accepted my call or the call over my life as it pertains to like encouraging people and, you know, being a light and all of these things, right? But now it's becoming more and more clear that this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to come out here and encourage, but I'm also supposed to tear down systems. I'm also supposed to build systems that allow Christians to flourish, that allows us prophetic voices to flourish. And, by way of business, by way of entrepreneurship, by way of just creativity, right? So the Lord has really been reigniting my passion and my heart for what it is that I do. I have been working on the modules and the presentations and the slides and all of the creative things as it pertains to the 21-day discipline bootcamp. I have been working on that very diligently. Yesterday was the first day I sat down to actually, you know, complete the slides and do all of the trainings and everything like that. And y'all, the Lord, he owns something different this year. He owns something different this season. Here I am starting to procrastinate, telling myself, oh, this is going to be so much work. I got a long way to go, whatever the case may be, right? You know, all of the things that we tell ourselves, right? And I sat down that evening, really that afternoon, and it just flowed. It just flowed, y'all. And I'm so excited. Like, it literally makes me happy. It makes me joyful to be able to do this. Like, I get to do this, right? And so as it was flowing, I got two videos done. Two videos done. Do y'all hear me? Are y'all proud of me? Let me hear it. Are y'all proud of me? Because she can use the encouragement. Okay. Go ahead and leave a rating, leave a review so that everybody can know what's going on with the Living in Pursuit podcast. Y'all seen that new podcast cover, huh? Y'all seen my YouTube channel, right? Y'all seen how I got all of my thumbnails together. Oh, it's giving brand. It's giving she finally picked her colors. It's giving she finally settled on a brand color. She finally settled on a font. She's not all over the place anymore. I know y'all proud of me. I'm proud of me too. But anywho, everything is just starting to flow. Even these episodes, the articles that I post on Substack. If you are not on my Substack, go ahead and upgrade to the paid. What I am about to do to my paid community is I am about to send all of my entrepreneurship content through there, and I am going to build the community over there. So there is a feature on there that has like a group chat to where you can access it, you can upload videos and pictures and things like that, and it's a community. So in my entrepreneurship journey, I feel lonely. I be feeling so lonely sometimes, and when I'm posting on Substack talking about entrepreneurship, I met with so many other entrepreneurs that are in the same exact position. Some of them are experiencing things that I'm experiencing. And so with the paid community, not only are you going to get, you know, resources and entrepreneurship and business strategy from me on a weekly basis, but you also get the community. So if you are an entrepreneur and you are on this journey of pursuit, my God, go ahead and follow me on Substack and also upgrade your subscription to paid. It is literally $10 a month. This is my low ticket offer that I am just putting it out there for anyone who's interested. I have low ticket offers, but I also have high ticket offers that require more of me, and it requires more responsibility on your end. So if you ain't ready to get disciplined, if you ain't ready to work, okay, if you ain't ready to literally like dive into your purpose, dive into your business, your entrepreneurship, the high ticket offer is not for you at this time. But if you are still wanting to be connected to me and you still, you know, are on your entrepreneurship journey and things of that nature, if you are a content creator, if you are a musician, whatever creative outlet you are in, go ahead and follow me on Substack and subscribe to the paid version of it. As you can already tell, we're already getting into it with this intro, right? But I want to come on here to talk about the topic of setting boundaries in your calling. And when I say calling, I mean who you are to the public eye, who God has called you to be, the thing you know God has called you to do in this earth, no matter what industry you are in. We are talking about setting boundaries around your calling. So this morning, when I woke up this morning, I heard God speak to me and say the words, friendship with the world. And it derived, y'all like that word, derived? It derived from this dislike and this disapproval of how the world teaches people about business, how you see so many worldly influences in position of power teaching people the wrong thing, like teaching people how to build their money and build their wealth and this and this and that their way. And it has nothing to do with God, nothing to do with Jesus Christ, nothing to do about the kingdom, right? So I've just been having like this strong dislike. Mind y'all, I'm still fasting. She's still on her 30-day consecration journey, right? So one of my prayers has been, God, make me hate what you hate and help me to love what you love. And so in that, this whole dislike for just seeing a lot of podcasts emerge and seeing all of these worldly influencers teach about things that are literally going to lead you astray and lead you to doing things in your own strength, right? And so I have just been more and more fascinated and drawn to Christians. Like, I'm on a search, I'm on a quest literally to find pure-hearted, not people that just say they're Christians, not people that just post about Christian stuff, but those who like really have like a heart for Christianity and a heart for God and his people. I have been on a quest to find Christian content creators that I can learn from, people that are doing what it is that they are called to do in this space, right? So in that, God led me back to this scripture this morning when I heard friendship with the world. I knew that he was talking about the come from among them scripture, which is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. It says, therefore, come out, hey, from among them and be separate, says the Lord. I knew that was a scripture. I knew it. I knew that God had, I actually did a podcast about this previously. I want to say like 2-3 years ago. And he gave me a revelation for that time in my life regarding that scripture or regarding this scripture. But he led me down a couple verses to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, which says, therefore, and this is Paul talking, therefore, since we have the promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. This was one of my leading scriptures in my first 21-day discipline boot camp. The whole contamination revelation. If you think about the word contamination, you think of something pure being harmed by something impure. You think of something clean becoming dirty, right? And so when we think of that and we put it in that perspective, whatever it is that is making your heart dirty, whatever it is that's making your spirit unclean, right? That is what we are to be purifying ourselves from. That is what we are supposed to be doing away with, right? This is what I'm going to be teaching female entrepreneurs and business owners and content creators in this 21-day discipline bootcamp that is coming up next month. How to discipline yourself in the areas that constantly compromise your spirit. Things that compromise your thinking. Things that compromise your behaviors. We are building discipline strategies around those things to help us stay connected to God first and foremost, but also not indulge in those types of things that are harmful to us. So the other word that was popping out to me as I was studying this was the words set apart. And when I typed in the word set apart in my, y'all know I love my little Bible tool, BibleGateway.com. When I put the word set apart in there, I see different scriptures that say set apart from, set apart for, set apart with, right? And then you have people like Paul, you have people like John, you have people like Jesus who was set apart for a specific calling, right? So John the Baptist was set apart for the purpose of making way for Jesus. He was to preach the gospel. He was to, you know, spread the word of the gospel and the good news. But he was doing that to make way for the coming of Jesus when Jesus actually came through and started doing what he do. Y'all like how I did it? Paul was set apart to help Gentiles, right? The people that did not believe in Jesus, the people that were out here in the world doing whatever they wanted to do. He was set apart to bring the gospel to them. He was set apart to teach us Jews in that day, but Christians in today, how to disciple them, how to steward over them, how to govern ourselves according to the word of God so that we could be vessels for the kingdom of God, right? So for those of you who are listening and you don't be in your Bible like that, it's okay. If you stick around here long enough, you're going to be a Bible scholar, okay? Amen. But for those of you who do not know, Paul was a killer. Paul was offing Christians. Paul was a YN. Paul was out here doing whatever he felt in his spirit that he needed to do to shut these Christians up, right? But he had one encounter with Jesus. The man who was walking this thing out, the man who performed the miracles, performed the signs, performed the wonders, the man who we talk about today. I feel like I'm preaching. He had one encounter with Jesus and it changed everything about him. Everything about him. Everything about him had to change for the purpose of his calling, right? And this brought me to the topic of setting boundaries around your calling. There are things that you don't need to be doing anymore. There are places you don't need to be going anymore. And there are like mindsets that need to change, right? So some of you all are called to the music industry. Some of you all are called to entrepreneurship, business, entertainment, whatever have you, right? We are called to those industries and we are to be the light in those industries, meaning we are supposed to be set apart, meaning we are not supposed to be doing what they do, meaning we are supposed to be conducting ourselves and doing certain things by a certain standard. Yes, we are called to minister to sinners, yet because we're sinners too, right? Yes, we are called to walk among and be around sinners, but we ain't supposed to be in the places where sinners be sinning. This really got me thinking about environment and how when we do not have the proper boundaries set around our gifting, our calling, our careers, whatever it is that we're doing for God in the kingdom, we can easily fall into temptation. Y'all know I'm an R&B singer. I talk about love. I sing about relationships and things like that, right? I'm singing unto God as I am singing these songs, right? But there are certain R&B songs that I cannot listen to. There are certain artists, R&B artists that I cannot entertain. Why? Because if I'm going to be set apart, or if I am set apart by God and I'm speaking on a specific topic, I'm carrying a certain anointing. I have to steward over that. I cannot allow other things to contaminate my message. I cannot allow other things to contaminate my lyrics. I can't allow other things to contaminate my image, how I'm showing up in my videos, how I'm dressing, how I'm this, how I'm that, right? Like I can't say certain things and talk about certain things, right? And it is a temptation for me. It's a temptation for me to talk about sex. It's a temptation for me to talk about, you know, my heartbreak and how I feel towards the people I have yet to forgive. It's a temptation to write songs that will, you know, gravitate towards a larger audience, right? But my boundary starts, well, one of my boundaries starts by what I am feeding myself on a day-to-day basis. If I'm feeding myself with the word of God, if I'm learning scriptures like 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, the word has no choice but to infiltrate my heart. And that becomes my discipline. That becomes my belief. That becomes my morality, that becomes my value, that becomes my principle, right? So I'm feeding myself with the word on a day-to-day basis. So whatever I'm doing, all of that is going to flow. It's going to flow into my music. It's going to flow into how I speak to people. It's going to flow into my reactions. It's going to flow into how I operate in my business, right? Not perfectly, okay, but at least now I'm aware of it. At least now I have the knowledge and the wisdom to know how to move in my particular calling. So often we see people of influence, even in the Christian spaces, perverting their gifts.
Literally, they will get on stage and they'll start talking about a whole bunch of things that has everything to do with the world. And it's not even about scripture anymore. It's not even about repentance. It's not even about consecration. It's not even about just growing your relationship with God in an intimate way. It's always flesh induced. This is what my flesh is interpreting this word to say. So let me get in front of thousands of people and interpret the word the way I think it should be interpreted. And to reach the masses and to reach more people and get more views and followers and money, more donations, right? Let me tweak this message a little bit and let me add some type of cultural worldly understanding to it so that I can make the word relevant. And the thing that's crazy is that the word that we believe in, the walk of the Christian, ain't relevant to the world. It's not. Nothing I say on this podcast is going to resonate with people who have made the decision not to follow Jesus Christ. Nothing I do is going to make sense to them. Nothing I proclaim is going to attract them, right? If anything, is going to repel them, especially if I'm leading in truth, especially if I'm literally walking out this thing, walking out this life that God has called me to walk out. That's going to offend people, and I have to be ready for that. Yes, we are called to disciple the unbelievers, right? But there are supposed to be certain boundaries in place as well when you're doing that. I can't suppress what I believe for your benefit, right? And I have done that before. I've done that to be accepted by people. I've done that to be liked. I've done that to be loved, right? But now that I'm in this position of leadership, now that I've really like accepted this call on my life and I can like see it so clearly now, ain't no way God gonna let me do that again. Ain't no way. Ain't no way I'm going to compromise my gift and my calling for the sake of being liked, for the sake of somebody purchasing something, for the sake of somebody watching a video, for the sake of views, followers, whatever the case may be, right? So even placing boundaries around my gift, one of them is to not shrink myself, not shrink my gift, not give into the temptation to be relevant. When I used to hang around certain people while I was pursuing my music career, there would be conversations, that people would have with me saying, you need to be outside. You need to be out and about. People need to see your face. People need to know who you are. People need to be able to get to know you outside of social media and whatever the case may be. And the places they will be telling me to go is the club. And who about to go to the club? Who finna do that? Clubbing for me served a purpose. Previously in my life, like me going to the club had everything to do with getting attention from people, had everything to do with meeting a little, so I can canoodle with him. You know what I'm saying? It had everything to do with me operating in my flesh. It had everything to do with me, indulging and engaging in my sins. Me going to the club now, baby, even a hookah lounge, I feel out of place. I need to go. I'm not gonna stay here for long. I'm gonna let you play my song, but then I gotta go. But even with that, I understand that God is going to call me to places and spaces like that. And I have to be able to operate in my spirit, even when I am around people that are indulging and engaging in sin. God is going to call me to sing at arenas. He's going to call me to, do concerts and things like that. But I have to have the discipline to know I can't do what they expect me to do. I cannot give into the temptation of being relevant. I cannot give into the temptation of helping them engage in their sins just because I am a R&B singer, right? My calling, my anointing, my purpose, I have to represent a certain type of caliber, right? I'm on a different level when it comes to my integrity in my business, when it comes to, bringing people closer to Christ and me being at the forefront of that, me being people's gateway to Christ. People are going to be met with me before they be met with Christ, when they come to concerts, when they listen to a podcast, or when they see me operating in my gift. Sometimes people are going to be met with you first, and you are going to be the representation of who it is that you serve. And so a lot of things that I used to indulge and engage in, I don't do that anymore. Oh, I can't. I can't even if I try. Why? Because there is a new level of stewardship that God has given me. There is a new level of responsibility that He has given me. And some of the things that I was once lenient with, some of the things that I once, you know, didn't really care that much about, I now care about it. That is the goal. Even when you work with me, there is an opportunity to change your habits, change your mindsets, change your behaviors, change the way you do business, to help you operate at a certain level that glorifies God, but also keeps you in alignment with His will. I know what it's like to be lukewarm. I know what it's like to do things in my own flesh, in my own strength. I know what that's like. The last thing I want to do is make people think that that's okay. The last thing I want to do is be confronted with God and Him having to discipline me. Because the Lord, He will convict your heart in such a way where He will stop you dead in the middle of your tracks. He'll tell you to literally stop doing that right as you're about to go do it. He will literally like keep you from embarrassing yourself, humiliating yourself. He will keep you from doing certain things that will compromise your calling. He will keep you from doing things that will compromise and contaminate your spirit. And I have gotten to the point where I'd rather just listen to you because if I listen to myself, I'm going to do more damage than possible. I'm going to do more damage than I do good. So just to recap a little bit, I didn't really give any points. I was just, you know, flowing and talking. But to recap a little bit, some boundaries that you have to place around your calling when you are in these secular spaces, these industries, things like that, where you know it's a lot of temptation, you know it's a lot of sinning going on. Some of those boundaries is being careful of who you allow yourself to be around, being mindful of the advice that people are giving you. There was a season in my life where God specifically placed me around unbelievers. And this was for the benefit of teaching me how to be a disciple around people who do not believe in Jesus Christ. That was the purpose. He placed me in that environment so that I can become discerning of the need. The needs of His people who are lost, right? And during that time, Andrea, I started listening to them as it pertains to my calling, as it pertains to my gifting, right? And it literally it influenced me to create certain songs that I didn't need to be creating. Why am I cursing on this song? So if y'all go search on Apple Music and see that your girl be cursing, y'all need to forgive me, okay? Forgive me, for I have sinned. But that is what happens when you do not have boundaries around your calling. That is what happens when you allow certain people to speak into you, right? Your mindset becomes contaminated. Your beliefs become contaminated. Your spirit becomes contaminated. Now you're starting to rationalize stuff. Well, I mean, I am an artist. I mean, you know, I love the Lord, and, you know, maybe cursing isn't that bad. Maybe I can just say this type of curse word, but I don't need to say that type of curse word. Girl, if you don't get in your Bible and go sit down somewhere, please. I would say this. One of the greatest temptations for people who are prophetic, people who see into the spirit realm, people who carry that anointing, one of the biggest and strongest and greatest temptations you will ever have is the temptation to want to be normal, the temptation to want to not have to indulge and engage in the spirit realm. One of your biggest temptations is going to be to be like the world. being set apart, being anointed, literally means that you are hearing from God each and every day. He is leading you. He's guiding you. He's literally operating so heavily on the inside of you that you can't do what you want to do because he's always like watching. He's on the inside of you. He's guiding your movements. So anything that you do outside of that, it's easily going to convict you. It's going to be a heavy burden. Jesus, the Holy Spirit is going to grieve on the inside of you. When you are engaging in sex, when you are going against your flesh, when you are doing things that you know you're not supposed to be doing and you are anointed, you can't do that easily. You have to do so much work to sin. Like, it's not even easy anymore. You literally have to go against your spirit. You have to quench the Holy Spirit. You have to literally, you have to make yourself do what it is that your flesh is telling you to do, right? If you want to have sex, if you want to drink, if you want to get drunk, if you want to smoke, if you want to do this and you want to do that, and you are anointed, you are literally forcing yourself. Like, you are forcing that desire to come out. And it is not easy to just go and do because it's in your mind. It's on your mind. It's on your conscience. It's on your brain. It's literally the voice of God in your ear every single step of the way. You have to force yourself to tune out the Holy Spirit when you are trying to engage in sin. So at this point, you know what, Lord? I don't even want it no more. Just let it be, okay? Yes, my flesh be wanting to do stuff, but at the end of the day, I don't want no beef with God. I don't want no beef with the Holy Spirit, okay? If you want me up here in the heavenlies all day, every day, you know, that's just my place of residence, okay? But your temptation to want to be normal, your temptation to want to experience the things that other people are experiencing, that is a temptation that you have to build boundaries around. You have to be disciplined with that. You can't be going everywhere. You can't be doing everything. And this is like basic knowledge, but the higher you go, that the more you elevate in your business, the more you elevate in your calling and in your purpose, those things will become more and more highlighted. Like, more and more temptation will come your way. And there's a certain level of discipline that you are going to have, whether you have the wisdom and the knowledge of it or not. One of the boundaries that you have to have as a business owner is knowing when to rest and knowing when to work. Because that hustle mentality, that thing can come up out of you. Right? That thing can come up out of you and grab you by a chokehold and have you out here hustling, creating all type of ideas of how you can get money, how you can do this, how you can do that. And it's not like coming from a pure place. It's not coming from a place of alignment. I've experienced that before in the past as well. Well, let me put out this service. Let me do this. Let me do this. Let me do that. Let me give the people options. And all of these things that I'm trying to help people with ain't even a thing that God is helping me, calling me to help them with. My courses, my programs, this podcast, mindset coaching, life coaching, business coaching. Yes, that is what God has called me to, but disciplining myself in what it is that I need to be doing, that is something that I have to set a boundary around. No, I'm not going to work on this today. No, I'm not going to entertain that idea right now. I have to focus and I have to hone in on this particular thing that the Holy Spirit is leading me to do. Which is why, again, going back to the world system, listening to podcasts, listening to people who aren't Christian based, that will have you out here thinking that you're Superwoman. Thinking that you need to do this, thinking that you need to do that. And the whole time, God is particularly giving you a strategy that will last, something that will last, something that will outdo hustling. A boundary that you need to put in place around your gift is knowing when to use it, knowing who you need to give this gift to, knowing who this gift is for. Knowing what gift to operate in what season you are in your life. That's where your spiritual intelligence kicks in. Remember, Emotional intelligence is discerning what actions need to be taken in order to prevent yourself from operating outside of your character. Spiritual intelligence is discerning what spiritual action you need to take in order to prevent you from doing something or to help you do something that you need to do in that moment. For example, spiritual intelligence will tell me, let me get in my word. Let me see what the Lord has for me today. Let me see what the Lord wants me to do. And whatever comes out of that, I have to discern, okay, God is leading me to do this. God is leading me to steward over this gift. God is leading me to sing on here. God is leading me to teach in this. God is leading me to do all of these things, but that requires spiritual intelligence, discerning what God wants me to do instead of leaning on my own understanding. Instead of me trying to use all of my gifts everywhere, trying to dictate which gift I need to be using right now. No, let me ask the Lord, because the last thing I want to do is be out here operating in my gifts in the wrong place. Last thing I want to do is be wasting my time. Knowing how to set boundaries around your gift, around your calling, around your business, who you are as an entrepreneur, who you are as an influencer is going to be very, very important for this season of your life. You have to be able to discern what you can and cannot do. You have to be so connected to God, so connected to His Spirit, that whatever He tells you to do, whatever He tells you not to do, is what you're just going to have to accept. You have to wholeheartedly be led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Spirit-led courses, Spirit-led podcast episodes, Spirit-led songs, Spirit-led business endeavors. We have to put boundaries around our calling, you guys. It is very important. It's no more time for leniency, okay? What you used to do, you can't be doing that no more. It's a new level of stewardship. That is what I wholeheartedly feel God is calling me to. Like, He's been giving me that revelation on stewardship, leadership, being the leader, and not the follower anymore. You ain't no follower. Sis, bro, you are the leader. And it's time that you step into it and start acting like it, right? So yeah, I hope this episode was encouraging to all of you guys. I'm going to start putting entrepreneurship content in a playlist. So if you are specifically on your entrepreneurship journey and you want to listen to all of my past podcasts, all of my recent podcast episodes that specifically are talking about entrepreneurship, I did create a playlist. So I'm going to put that into the show notes below. So you don't have to be sifting through all of these episodes, because I know it's a lot. I got a library. Oh, she has content. Okay. If you are a female business owner, a female entrepreneur, a female leader in your industry, and you are struggling with building discipline around your flesh, building discipline around your areas of weakness, go ahead and sign up for the Discipline Bootcamp waitlist. I will be launching it next month in April. Some of y'all know that I'm talking to y'all. Some of y'all know these episodes is specifically for y'all. Some of y'all know that. Okay. And I'm gonna need y'all to sign up. Yeah, because the way we are about to go in these 21 days of discipline in my boot camp, yeah, we're about to get it together for real. Because some of us are about to be launched into our destiny, into our calling, the next part of our calling, the next part of our influence. Okay, we need to be ready. So we need to prepare. And we need to vigorously prepare. Y'all see how I'm using these big words? Look, her vocabulary system is expanding, okay? She's a smart cookie. Don't play with her. She ain't go to college, but she's smart, okay? I love you guys, and I will talk to you all in my next episode. Make sure you leave a review. Make sure you leave a rating. Make sure you upgrade your Substack subscription so you can start receiving business strategy content from me and be a part of the community of Kingdom Creatives and Entrepreneurs. I love you guys, and I will speak to you all in my next episode. Bye.
I have opened up my schedule for one-on-one coaching sessions. If you want to become a more emotionally stable and spiritually discerning version of yourself, go ahead and click the link in the show notes below. These one-on-one coaching sessions will help you reduce anxiety symptoms, increase self-awareness, break generational curses, build your relationship with God, and regulate your emotions. If you are having trouble getting to the root of what you feel and why you feel that way, and don't know how to respond and react in positive, healthy ways, go ahead and sign up for my one-on-one coaching sessions. These sessions are designed to help you become aware of you. I will help you identify your reactions, your behaviors, and all things tied to your emotions and your thoughts to create a strategy for new behaviors, new thought patterns, and new emotional responses. Think of it as spiritual, mental, and emotional wellness to renew and transform your mind with biblical strategies and principles. Sign up today if you want to begin transforming your life.